Hello, everyone, and welcome to this podcast, Vision and Dental, Engaging Employees, Delivering Returns, hosted on Benefits Pro and presented by Versant Health as part of the series, In Focus, The Importance of Vision Care. I'm Kelly Nash. In this episode, we will join Courtney Smith-Brauner, Regional Vice President of Third-Party Sales at Versant Health, Mark Popejoy, President of Secure Care, and Lynn Giles of Benefits Pro. They will cover the benefits of offering both vision and dental care and why it's critical for employers to understand the rewards. Let's join their conversation.
Mark, Courtney, it's great to have you both here to offer your perspectives. Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you for the invitation. Excited to be here.
So let's start with a baseline. Mark, why is it important for your clients to offer vision and dental care plans?
Dental and vision insurance are, they're a small cost to an organization, but they really go a long way, you know, in positioning company as a caring employer. It's also a smart move from engage employees. Dental and vision, are the next most requested benefit after medical. So employees definitely want it. And from a wellness point of view, both dental and vision benefits can help through exams and treatment, can help detect and prevent larger medical problems. You know, from a health and wellness point of view, from employee engagement and retention point of view, it just makes sense for a company to offer both benefits.
Courtney, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, thank you. You know, in addition to receiving an annual physical exam through your health plan, a comprehensive eye exam really becomes another way that the early onset of many chronic health conditions can be detected, such as diabetes, high blood pressure, thyroid disorders, high cholesterol, and many more. So eye exams are not only a tool to test for visual acuity in a patient, but they are truly the window to your overall health and really do play a vital role in early detection of not only eye diseases, but there are over 25 additional chronic health conditions that can be detected through a comprehensive eye exam.
Really good information to remember. So I'd like to talk about the connection between oral wellness and eye health. Mark, can you start us off with this?
I was preparing for this podcast. I was reading that a medical journal as far back as 1795 was talking about the connection between eye health and oral wellness. So that was really interesting that this isn't new. You know, looking at, for instance, an abscess, someone has a cavity that goes untreated, you know, that abscess can cause pain near the eyes and nose and swelling in the face, and that can definitely affect vision. You know, and in oral health in general also can help predict a number of issues. But the infection that happens in gums and bones related to gingivitis is something that can be very, very dangerous to the eyes. So, Courtney, would you like to expand on those?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Mark. And to kind of tag on to what Mark said, you know, oral infections such as periodontal disease can trigger inflammatory microbes that live in the base of the tooth and can actually make their way up to the optic nerve. And according to the American Glaucoma Society, studies suggest that periodontal disease and recent tooth loss actually increases our risk of developing glaucoma. So as you can see, the importance of good oral hygiene goes far beyond making sure that you don't get cavities.
It's really interesting how linked oral and optical health are and how far back they go. So Mark, for this next question, I wanted to get your insight. We know that offering a comprehensive vision plan is a vital component of any benefits package. What guidance can be given to your clients to help them design a vision and dental plan that meets their needs?
For a vision plan, there's a number of variables, but you want to make sure that there's real value in the vision plan and not just discounts. So as you're looking at the copays for lenses, for instance, you want to make sure that the cost of the vision plan isn't low just because members are footing the bill or got a high out of pocket. cost. Another important variable is the frequency or how often a member can get an exam or frames. Most members like to get, for instance, their frames every 12 months instead of every 24 months. And same with an exam. And what's the frame allowance? That's also important. Obviously, a higher frame allowance. Some of the frame allowances are $150 or $200 for a frame allowance. Those are some of the benefit factors. Also, breakage warranties or a breakage warranty if you break the frames. And what's the network look like? Those are some of the key points for a vision plan. And for a dental plan, these days you also want to make sure that you take a look at the small print on when you're making a dental plan, designing it. A lot of plans are not covering services in the small print in order to make the premium go down. One would be replacing a crown and bridge, for instance, which often can be out to 10 years now when it should be around 5 years replacement for that. Are there two cleanings or four per year? Are implants covered standard? Those are some of the small print benefits to take a look at. Of course, network size, annual maximum, and probably for another podcast, is it a MAC plan or a UCR plan? Those are some of the points to take a look at. So probably finally, is there an embedded vision plan? Since we're talking about vision, if everybody enrolls on dental, are they able to also automatically have a vision plan? So increases that access to vision.
No, both plans really complement each other, and it's beneficial for employers to understand the need for both. So a question for both of you. What is the incentive for clients to offer vision coverage, both in practical and economic returns? Mark, why don't we start with you?
When an employer offers, we mentioned earlier, offers a plan, there's, I think, greater retention of employees. Companies are trying to take care of their people, build great teams, and having great benefits helps to do that. It really helps employees in the pocketbook too, because when you offer dental and vision on a through an employer, the premium, the monthly premium, is going to be lower, number one. And also, it's going to allow the employees better benefits, because when you offer dental and vision through an employer, typically you're going to see much better benefits as well. Courtney, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Most people want to work at organizations where they truly feel valued and appreciated, and they want to know that their company really cares about them on a personal level as well. Employee benefits help demonstrate this and are a significant draw to potential employees, as well as a tool to retain your most valuable asset, your employees. Unsurprisingly, healthcare is the most attractive benefit for job seekers, as we all know. Even other common offerings such as retirement plans and vacation days, benefits far outweigh both of these benefits. And by offering a comprehensive benefit package that includes dental and vision, you're showing your employees that you care and are willing to go the extra mile for them. And with the financial impact due to the pandemic that many have experienced this past year, offering employees a vehicle in which to obtain affordable dental and vision care becomes an invaluable benefit to many employees who otherwise couldn't afford to purchase a pair of glasses or have any dental work done.
So vision coverage is such a key component of healthcare, and clients need to understand the wide-ranging benefits. Well, I'm so glad to have had you both on today. Mark and Courtney, thank you so much for all of your insight.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
That concludes this episode brought to you by Versant Health. This has been the podcast, Vision and Dental, Engaging Employees, Delivering Returns, hosted on Benefits Pro. I'm Kelly Nash. Thanks for listening. For more Benefits Market Insights and to hear more episodes from this podcast series, please visit benefitspro.com.